Welcome. Your journey starts with improving every aspect of your life. Let's Talk Corelicious Leave Room for Dessert podcast is about discovering your true potential, overcoming your fears, and fighting life like the brave warrior that you are. Be sure to hit the like, comment, and follow button. Your host, Miss V, the Core of Life coach, has over 20 years of military and personal life experiences transforming lives from a caterpillar to a butterfly, and bringing on the top influencers, successful entrepreneurs, thought leaders, and more who are rock stars in life, business, and relationships. On days when everything seems overwhelming, someone must remind you that there is light at the end of the tunnel. And with rain comes rainbows. What seems difficult to swallow today is exactly where you'll derive your strength from on the days to come. You are greater than your fears and braver than you seem. Miss V, the Core Life Coach, shares how the hurdles of today will build your tomorrow if you take the right road. Your brighter future demands that you can step up now and change the game for yourself.
Welcome to Let's Talk Corelicious Leave Room for Dessert podcast with Miss B, the Core Life Coach. Today, I have the honor of being the special guest for episode 17. Before I introduce myself, I want to express my gratitude to all the incredible guests who have joined me on this podcast during the first season of 2023. Episode one, our special conversation was with Dr. Opal Lee, the Juneteenth grandmother, and Diane Sims, the granddaughter of Juneteenth. We had the opportunity for those ladies to give us some wisdom on Juneteenth. Episode two, we were inspired by David M. Corbin, a number one Wall Street Journal bestselling author and USA Today bestselling author, as well as a highly sought after consultant. Episode three, we discovered the insights of Charles Tocuse, the executive director of the Gary Chamber of Commerce, as he shared his expertise in business and community development. Episode four, we tuned in to hear from Ms. Harlinglin Estoke, an entrepreneur, confidence, and manifestation coach, as she empowered us to unlock our full potential. Episode five, Christopher C. Herring, the executive director of Global Chamber of Houston and San Antonio, leader for the Global Chamber Texas Steering Group, shared his global perspective and business acumen. Episode six, we delved into the life and work of Haywood Galbraith, a groundbreaking photojournalist, actor, motivational speaker, and human rights activist. Episode seven, we had Frances Dyer, the CEO and founder of VTech Business Services, LLC. She took a look on the journey of her entrepreneurship and her success and influence in the business world, supporting our veterans and also their spouses. Episode eight, it was Dr. D. Anthony Miles, the CEO and founder of Miles Development Industries Corporation, shared his expertise in business development and leadership. Episode 9, we met Jay Sabasi, a high school student with impressive grades, as he discussed his academic achievements and future aspirations. Episode 10, we had enlightening conversations with Havilah Malone as an actress, author, alchemist, as she shared her creative journey and transformative experiences. Episode 11 was Baroness Dr. Kara Scott-Bentley, a double scientist, author, entrepreneur, and success specialist. She shared her insights on achieving success and personal growth. Episode 12, we had David Allen, a former mayor and CEO, and took us through his experiences in leadership and community development. Episode 13 was James Lamont Dunn, an international fashion icon, voiceover, actor, and professional boxing promoter, shared his unique perspective on fashion, entertainment, and sports. Episode 14 was Ray Anthony, a game-changing chief innovator and creative leadership expert, inspired us with his innovative thinking and leadership strategies. Episode 15 was Ms. V, the Core Life Coach, which is I share Q&A sessions on Coalitions LLC and guidance on living a fulfilling life. Episode 16 was Cedric Legacy City Bellamy, the CEO and founder of Street Legion Productions LLC, Street Legion Nation Radio, Street Legion Nation TV, and I Am the Change nonprofit organization, shared his journey of making an impact in music and the community. Now, this is what I call a time that we're going to reflect on information that is going to be able to answer some questions of who I am and the insights I've gained throughout my journey. I am so happy I served my country of 22 years of service. I'm also grateful that I had the opportunity to speak on TEDx on Juneteenth, 2021. That was an amazing milestone. And I'm so grateful that I'm on BBS Radio, syndicated with over 100 platforms. This has been an amazing journey, and I'm truly looking forward to 2024. So let's get ready to explore the core of life as I embark on this enlightening journey to answer some Q&A. Now, what I'm going to do is I'm going to first start off with what inspired me to become a life coach and an entrepreneur. Now, here's the thing. I always had the passion for helping others and empowering them to reach their full potential. And becoming that core life coach and entrepreneur allowed me to combine my love for personal development with my desire to make a positive impact on people's lives. Now, how do I define success? I define success as not just being or achieving, I should say, external accomplishment or reaching specific goals. To me, it's about living a fulfilling and meaningful life where I am aligned with my values and purpose. Success is also about the continuous growth, learning, and making a positive difference in the lives of others. What is the core philosophy behind Qualicious LLC? Now, that is centered around the belief that everyone has the power to create a life they love. We provide individuals with the tools, the guidance, and support they need to unlock their true potential. Cultivate self-awareness and live a life of purpose and fulfillment. Now, how do I help individuals unlock their true potential? You may be asking me that. It truly is a way of life for me. And the purpose is so important. But what's important is to develop a plan of action that aligns with their true potential. I also provide that support. You know, how many of us need accountability partner that keeps us on track? Well, that's important in what I do as well. And also strategies to overcome obstacles and creating lasting change. So those are all so important. Now, can I share a defining moment in my personal growth? Yes, I can. That was when I realized the power of mindset and the impact it lies on ourselves. I also struggle with self-doubt. How many of us can say that we struggle with self-doubt and limited belief? But through personal development, I learned to shift my mindset and embrace personal growth. This realization transformed my life and allowed me to overcome obstacles and also take risks and achieve things I never thought possible. What role does mindset play in achieving success? Now, that's truly an aha moment, because mindset plays a crucial role in achieving success. Our beliefs, our thoughts, and attitudes shape our actions and also our behaviors. So we have a growth mindset that is characterized by a belief in one's ability to learn and grow. It's so essential for overcoming those challenges that we face and also embracing the failure as a learning opportunity. Oftentimes we think failures are not good, but those is what helps us and propels us forward. And having a positive and being empowered mindset allows us to tap into our full potential and create the success we truly desire. Now, how do I help individuals overcome those limited beliefs? Well, that's a great question. First is identifying and being aware of limited beliefs. We then work together to challenge and reframe these beliefs, replacing them with empowering and supportive beliefs. I provide those tools and techniques to help individuals shift their mindset and develop a more positive and empowering belief system. Now, what advice do you have for someone who is feeling stuck in their life? We oftentimes have been in that situation, but my advice to someone feeling stuck in their life is to start by gaining clarity on what they truly want. They need to reflect on their values passions and desires, and identify areas of their life that are not aligned with their true self. Then create a plan of action that makes small, incremental changes toward their desired life. Also, it's important to seek support from a coach or a mentor who can guide that situation and hold them accountable. Remember that changes towards their desired life is so important, but also seeking a coach or mentor who can provide guidance and accountability is also important. So remember that change takes time. It also takes effort. But with a persistence and a growth mindset, they can break free from feeling stuck and creating a life they love. How do you balance your personal and professional life? That is so important because I'm also a single parent. So that is so important to me to balance the time with my family and also personal and professional life. So I prioritize with self-care is what I do. And I set boundaries to ensure that I have time for myself. Oftentimes, we don't take the time to have time for ourselves. I have to take the time for relationships, and I also take time for my hobbies. I also practice effective time management techniques, such as prioritizing those tasks, delegating when necessary. Now, how often do we do that? We delegate when necessary. Oftentimes, we don't do that enough either until it's too late, and that causes anger, frustration, and also a setback. And also, regularly reviewing and adjusting my schedule helps me maintain a healthy balance to also prevent burnout, as we discussed. Now, what is my favorite quote or mantra that keeps me motivated? Balancing is important, that life balancing. I talk about that mantra or my favorite quote. I call it a balancing act. But my favorite is the only way to do great work is to love what you do, Steve Jobs. This quote reminds me of the importance of passion and purpose in my work. It motivates me to continue pursuing my dreams and making a positive impact even during difficult times. And you know, that's important because is everything always going to be peaches and cream? No. It's going to be some challenges. And there are also going to be setbacks. But how do we deal with that? Well, we approach it with a solution-oriented mindset. I take a step back to assess the situation, identify the root cause of the setback, and I brainstorm potential solutions. So sometimes we get into a situation and we have a problem, but we never define the solution. And so the solution is, if you cannot find a way to solve that problem, that's when you have to go into to seek support and advice from mentors or colleagues who may have faced similar challenges, or you may have to seek professional help. I maintain resilience and persistence, understanding that setbacks are a natural part of the journey towards success. I use setbacks as opportunities for learning and also personal growth. And I adjust my approach as needed to overcome those obstacles and achieve my goals. Now I'm going to switch gears here, and I'm going to talk about the Core Life Coach. That is so rewarding to me that I am a Core Life Coach. It's a witness of a transformation of growth when I see it in myself and I see it in my clients. But seeing them overcome their limited beliefs and gain that clarity on their goals and take action for creating a life they love is so incredibly fulfilling. It truly is an honor to be a part of their journey and to witness the impact they make in their own lives and lives of others. I tell you, knowing that I have played a pivotal role in empowering and supporting them to reach their full potential brings me so much joy and satisfaction. I've had the privilege of coaching many individuals who have achieved remarkable success in various areas of their lives. And one success story that stands out to me is when a client was really feeling stuck in their career and lacking fulfillment. Through our coaching sessions, they gained clarity on their passions and strengths, and we developed a plan to transition into a new career that aligned with their true purpose. How many of you know that when something aligns with your purpose, you really go into taking those bold steps, and also you can overcome those fears and you can successfully land a job in your dream industry. Witnessing that transformation and seeing them thrive in their new career was truly incredibly rewarding and a testament to the power of coaching. I have a lot on my plate, and here's the thing, how do I stay motivated? I stay motivated in my own life by continuously seeking personal and professional development. I prioritize my self-care, and I make time for activities that nourish my mind, my body, my soul, my spirit, such as meditation, exercising, and, you know, spending time in nature. I surround myself with positive and like-minded individuals who uplift and inspire me. Oftentimes, I didn't have that encouragement, and it really didn't help my progress in being successful in life. So I am truly grateful that I had the opportunity to surround myself with great people. I also engage in continuous learning through reading books, attending those workshops, and seeking out new experiences, setting goals, and regularly reviewing my progress keeps me motivated and focused to achieve my vision. Overall, I tell you, I stay connected to my purpose and values, which fuels my motivation and also my inspiration. You know, one of my favorite personal development books is The Power of Now by Eckhart Tolle. That book explored the concept of living in the present moment and the power of mindfulness. It has had a profound impact on my life, helping me cultivate a greater sense of awareness, peace, and acceptance. This book reminds me of the importance of embracing the present moment and letting go of past regrets or future worries. It has been a valuable tool in my personal growth journey and a constant source of inspiration. I'm going to switch gears and we're going to talk about authenticity, what that truly means to me. Now, that really is important because it means being true to myself and living in alignment with one's values, beliefs, and passion. It's about embracing and expressing one's unique qualities and strengths rather than trying to conform to societal expectations or norms. Authenticity is important because it allows individuals to live a life that is true to who they are, fostering a sense of fulfillment, happiness, and self-acceptance. When we are truly authentic, we attract genuine connections and opportunities that align with our true values. Authenticity is also, it's about inspiring others to embrace their own authenticity and live their lives authentically. Now, how do I help individuals find their purpose? This is a great question, because what it is truly about is guiding individuals through a process of self-discovery. I help them explore their passions, values, strengths, and life experiences. We engage in reflect exercises, deep conversations that get to the core of the matter, and goal-setting activities to gain clarity on their purpose. I also encourage them to experiment and try new things to gain further insight into what truly brings them joy and fulfillment. Through coaching, I provide support, guidance, and accountability. I told you guys it's important to be an accountability partner that will help individuals align with their life, with their true purpose, and create a meaningful and fulfilling life. That is so key and so spot on. What is a personal habit that contributes to my success? It is really, truly practicing gratitude on a daily basis. Each morning, I take a few moments to reflect and express gratitude for the blessings in my life. I write down three things I'm grateful for and why. I love family, health, and peace. Those are all intertwined together because really it goes back to my legacy and to include this practice helps shift my mindset to a positive an abundant state, which is allowing me to approach each day with the gratitude and appreciation. It also helps me maintain perspective and focus on the positivities in life and also even during challenges. You know, I've been through so much, and some of you can relate. You go through so much in your life, and it's really a challenge. But how do you overcome that? Well, really, it goes back to practicing gratitude, which truly has a profound impact on your well-being and success. Now, let's move on to this one right here, self-doubt and imposter syndrome, which are common challenges that many individuals face, including myself. When these feelings arise, I remind myself of my past successes and achievements, and I reflect on the positive feedback and validation I receive from others. I also practice self-compassion, and I remind myself that it is normal to have doubts and fears. I also seek support from trusted friends. Notice I said trusted friends, mentors, or coaches who can provide encouragement and perspective. I also focus on taking small steps and often celebrate my small wins, which helps build confidence and overcome self-doubt. And ultimately, I remind myself that I am capable and deserving of success, just like everyone else. I'm going to go into Coalitious LLC. My vision for Coalitious LLC is to continue expanding our reach and impact, empowering individuals worldwide to unlock their true potential and create lives they love. I envision offering a variety of online courses, workshops, and resources that cater to different needs and interests. I also aim to collaborate with other like-minded individuals and organizations to create a supportive and empowerment community. Additionally, I aspire to publish more books and create a digital content that inspires and guides individuals on their personal growth. And overall, my vision is to make personal development accessible and transformative for as many people as possible. So let's move on to something delicious. My favorite dessert is chocolate lava cake. I love the combination of the warm, the gooey chocolate with a molten chocolate center. Now, it is a decadent, indulgent treat that brings me joy and satisfies my sweet tooth, and I shouldn't have it as often as I do. But I tell you, it's truly irresistible. Now, I'm going to go back into how do I practice gratitude. I'm going to unpack that again because I want a listener to listen to me very carefully on this because I want this to resonate with your core. Each day, I take a few moments to reflect on and express gratitude for the blessings in my life. I write down three things I'm grateful for and why. I also make it a point to express gratitude to others, whether it's through a thank you note, a kind word, or a small act of kindness. cultivating an attitude of gratitude has had a profound impact on my overall well-being and happiness. It also makes me focus on the positive in my life. Even during those challenging moments, it reminds me of the abundance and blessings that surround me. Now, what is the biggest lesson I've learned from failure? Now, we all know failure is not the end. I'm going to say this again. Failure is not the end, rather an opportunity for growth and learning. Failure is a natural part of life and should be embraced as stepping stones towards success. It teaches us valuable lessons, highlights areas for improvement, and builds resilience. Instead of dwelling on failure, I have learned to reflect on what went wrong, identify the lessons learned, and use that knowledge to make better choices in the future. Failure is not a reflection of our worth or ability, but rather a chance to grow and become a better version of ourselves. So how do I stay focused and avoid distractions? What I do is I utilize several strategies. The first thing I do is I prioritize my tasks and create a clear plan of action. I break down my goals into smaller goals. I manage tasks and allocate specific time slots for each task. Now, what this does, it helps me stay organized and focused on what needs to be done. I also minimize distractions by turning off notifications on my phone and computer and close unnecessary tabs or apps. And creating a dedicated workspace free from distractions. And additionally, I practice mindfulness and I bring my attention back to the present moment whenever I notice my mind wandering. Regular breaks and self-care activities can also help me recharge and maintain focus. What is my advice for someone starting their own business? I would say to do that is to also be prepared for challenges and setbacks, but to never lose sight of their passion and purpose. When we start a business, it requires dedication, it requires hard work, and perseverance. It's important to have a clear vision and mission for your business, and this will guide your decisions and actions, but also surround yourself with a supportive network of mentors, advisors, and like-minded individuals who can provide that guidance and support that you truly need. But I want you to understand that you must be open to learning and adapting as the business landscape is constantly doing what? Evolving. And lastly, again, celebrate the small wins along the way and remember to enjoy the journey. Now, what is leadership to me? Well, you know, after serving 22 years in the United States Air Force and the Department of Defense and under the leadership of four presidents, that truly to me is about inspiring and empowering others to reach their full potential. A leader is someone who leads by example, demonstrating integrity, authenticity, and empathy. And I love that word empathy because you really putting yourself in other people's shoes is so important. And that will, in turn, give you that clear vision that you are able to communicate effectively to their team. A leader listens. You know, a lot, oftentimes we want to be understood, but you know what's important too is to listen more than we speak and value the input of others, fostering a collaborative and inclusive environment. So important. They provide guidance and support, who also encourages autonomy and growth. A leader is adaptive and open to new ideas, constantly seeking personal and professional growth. They inspire trust and respect, and their actions align with their words. And that's so important. Having your actions align with your words is so critical for a leader. Now, how do I handle criticism? I handle it as feedback, although it can be challenging, but it's an important part of personal growth. When faced with criticism, I remind myself to approach it with an open mind and a willingness to learn. I try to separate the feedback from my personal identity and view it as an opportunity for improvement. I ask clarifying questions to gain a deeper understanding of the feedback, and I reflect on how it can make a positive change. So, it's important to remember that not all feedback is valid or constructive. So I also consider the source and intention behind the criticism. Ultimately, I strive to use criticism as a tool for growth and self-improvement is what I do. Now, how do I step out of my comfort zone? Now, that is the aha moment for me. This is something that I actively seek to do in order to grow and expand my horizon. One specific example was when I decided to give a keynote speech at a conference. And actually, it was one of my first speeches. And of course, I was nervous. Aren't we all nervous? But I knew it was an important opportunity to develop my skills also as a life coach. Now, hear me out. Despite the nerves and self-doubt, I prepared extensively and I practiced in front of the mirror and I sought feedback from my trusted friends. And on the day of that presentation, I took a deep breath, I embraced the discomfort, and I delivered my talk. Stepping outside of my comfort zone allowed me to overcome my fear and gain confidence in my abilities. So that right there was so powerful of my very first keynote that I did. But I did not allow the fear to overcome and overpower my confidence. So I did my due diligence by doing self-preparation. How do I relax and unwind and recharge. Well, this is what I enjoy doing. I read books. I go for walks. I practice yoga and meditation. And I listen to music. And I love to dance. And I spend quality time with my loved ones. I do that because it's so important to focus on the moment, the special moments that you have with your family is so important. And I also enjoy indulging in my hobbies. I love journaling. So I create an outlet where I can truly be myself, write out my journey of the possibility, and engage in activities that bring me joy and allow me to disconnect from the stress, helps me relax and rejuvenate. Which leads me into, how do I cultivate resilience in my life? Well, I incorporate several practices. The first thing I do is I practice self-care and I prioritize my well-being. This includes getting enough rest. How many of us do not get enough rest? And I also eat nutritious meals. Now, I'm going to tell you now, I love that chocolate. Remember, I told you I love that chocolate. But I try to ensure that I eat nutritious meals and engage in regular exercise. I also practice mindfulness and self-compassion, allowing myself to acknowledge and process difficult emotions without judgment. And I surround myself with, once again, with a supportive network of friends, mentors who have faced similar challenges. You know, what's important to have a good life coach is really talking to someone that has faced those similar challenges. For me, when I talk to my coach, my business coach actually, and I have talked about some challenges that I've faced in my business, it makes me feel good knowing that they have overcome those challenges that are similar. And also, what I also do is I remain resilient and persistent. Understanding that setbacks are a natural part of the journey towards success, I use those setbacks as opportunities for learning and growth. And I adjust my approach as needed to overcome obstacles to achieve my goals. You know, the most important part of being a core life coach is witnessing the transformation and growth of my clients. I often see them of where I was before. And oftentimes, that's when my passion comes out, is seeing myself in them, or who I used to be, but also being that confident to them, being able to no longer judge them and just being there for them to see them through so they can reach their full potential of joy and satisfaction. I'm going to talk about one of my favorite personal development books, is The Power of the Now by Eckhart Tolle. This book explores the concept of living in the present moment and the power of mindfulness. So that's so important that we can go and discuss that. I wanted to talk about that is because I wanted to reiterate that because that is so important. which leads me into another feeling, is happiness. Happiness is a state of contentment and fulfillment. And it's not solely depending on the external circumstances, but rather an internal sense of well-being. Happiness is finding joy in the present moment, appreciating the simple pleasures in life, and cultivating positive relationships and connections. It is aligning my actions with my values and pursuing activities that bring me joy and fulfillment. Happiness is also a mindset. Choosing to focus on the positive and practicing gratitude for what we have. That is so important. But also, what's important as well is staying focused on our goals and creating a clear plan. I often say this because we need to make sure we stay focused. We can get off the track so easily, but we have to stay focused. And of the essence of staying focused goes into the self practices that we take in our lives to connect with the mind, the body, the spirit, which ultimately provides a sense of calm and relaxation. Now, I'm going to go back to that burnout, because with self-care, that's the time that we take to rest and relax. And we often need to go into taking those breaks on a daily basis so that can bring us the joy that we need to reduce stress. I also want to let you know is that when we stay true to ourselves in the world, that's when the change comes, and that goes into requiring self-awareness, which is a strong sense of identity. So I want you to regularly reflect on your values, your beliefs, and your passions. I also want you to align your actions, to surround yourself with support of like-minded individuals that appreciate you. I'm challenging you to set those boundaries and then know when to say no to things that does not align with your values or bring you joy that is so important. Stand true to yourself means honoring yourself authentically and not compromising your values or integrity. I'm going to leave you with this. Finding a balance in life is so important. I want you to continuously practice self-care and also enjoy life and set those boundaries that align with your values so you cannot feel overwhelmed. Practice those time management skills and assess adjusting your priorities and balance to prevent the burnout. Balancing your life is important, and it's a continuous process that works best for each and every one of us and every season of our life. Thank you for tuning in to Let's Talk Holistic, Leave Room for Dessert podcast with Ms. V, the Core Life Coach. You can reach me at letstalkholistic@gmail.com. We also offer sponsorship opportunities for those who are interested. Thank you for tuning in. We'll see you next time.
Let's Talk Corelicious, Leave Room for Dessert podcast with Miss V. The Core Life Coach will give you the tools to build resilience and activate the leader within and identify what truly matters in your life. Some years down the line, you'll look back and smile at how you thought you might not get through it. That's when you'll be proud of yourself for prioritizing your well-being and personal growth. You are the rock star that your family and kids look up to for light. Let's help you grow and evolve with Let's Talk Corelicious, Leave Room for Dessert podcast with Miss V, the Core Life Coach, an unparalleled opportunity to truly live up to your fullest potential and find comfort in your own skin.